Ti Guyamakya Ti Prishati Bhumve Bhojai Te Jai Vaishnavi.
Offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad and offering prasad are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. In his purport, Srila Prabhupada begins by summarizing this verse. He says, in this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami explains how to perform devotional activities in the association of other devotees. In a similar way, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, in his commentary on Upadeshamrita, he summarizes each verse with one sentence. In this particular verse, he says, Bhakti Poshaka Sangaki. What association is it that nourishes bhakti? That's the subject matter of this verse. What kind of association? Because all the previous verses, directly or indirectly, have been referring to association. When we say that vachavegam, we should control the power of speech, it also refers there must be some proper speech. And if you control the power of speech, it means you must know what proper speech is, which indicates you should have heard from some person. So all these previous principles are all based on devotion, on association. So, Srila Prabhupada, in his purport on page 43, he speaks about the principle of didati pratibhinati. And actually, from 41 to 43, he speaks about how distributing the holy names is the highest charity. There's so many different types of charity that we can do in this world, but distributing the holy names is the best and highest type of charity. And he says that this holy name is the greatest gift and the opportunity to hear about it. And how, since Krishna consciousness is inherent in everyone, everyone should be given an opportunity to hear about Krishna in the holy name. So many different types of charity we can do are there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his son is Bhajana Gojuma Upadesh.
Kali Kukula Mugara Bhava Dharam Harinama Shadidana Param. Kali Kukula Mugara Bhava Dharam Harinama Shadidana Param. Pati Tata Daya Drasumo
Kali Kukura Mudgara Bhavaduram Hari Nama Maho Shri Dhanapuram.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme sadhu vaidya. He is the supreme personality of Godhead himself, but he's come in the mood of a devotee. And like a good devotee, a sadhu is also considered a vaidya or a doctor. So he's come to give some proper medicine. In this world, there's so many different types of medicine that we can take. And you go to different doctors and they recommend so many different things. Some people in this world, they may think, well, I'll solve the problem. I'll just go to the pharmacy, your chemist, and I'll purchase everything that he has. And I'll take everything all at once. And then I'll never get diseased again. And you won't, because you'll die. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's given us one medicine which is greater than all those medicines put together. But you can't overdose on it. If you take so much of it, you're not going to die. It's Mahoshadhi. And it's Dana Param. There's so many different types of Dana that we can give, and that we can give and receive in this world. And this verse is speaking about this, the Dati Pratigrinati, what dana we can give. So this particular dana is the real dana.
It's a real wealth.
In the Mahabharata, there's so much description given about if someone gives a cow in charity, if they give grains in charity, grains are considered to be the highest thing, but materially speaking, that someone can give in charity even greater than gold or something. But all of these things, they wax pale in comparison to giving the holy name. It's described by Rupa Goswami. Brahmandanam koti sankhyari kanam aishvaryam yachchetana vayaram saha. That if you were to count all the aishvarya, all the opulence, and all the unlimited brahmandas, all the unlimited universes, that'll hardly equal even an angsa, even a tiny, tiny part of the holy name. And another place, it's described that if someone thinks they can give gokoti, they can give 10 million cows in charity, they can give hundreds of millions of young virgin girls to an eager, qualified brahmachari, they can give a mound of gold as big as Mount Sumeru. If someone thinks that this equals even one holy name, that person is an atheist. He's fit to be punished by Yamaraj. So don't think that any of these things are equal to the holy name. The holy name is the greatest thing. So Śrīla Prabhupāda speaks in this purport about how these principles, adati prati grinati, guyamakyati prichyati bhunkti bojayate chaiva sabirin parilakshana, are also principles we find in the material world. So the commentators on this verse, they describe that we can understand this verse in two different ways. There's some thing we should do and there's something we should avoid. We should do these things in association with devotees. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes Bhakti Poshika Sangaki. So what is it that we can do? What kind of association is it that will nourish bhakti? And this verse is the answer. But this just says this verse will nourish bhakti, will also nourish maya, if we do it in association with non-devotees. So, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he summarizes this verse, saying, Sangha Vishayaka Nidarshanera Janya Priti Lakshana Katita Hoyeche. That bhakti appears by the association of the Lord's devotees. But since one may not know how to associate with Vaishnavas, this topic is explained in this verse. There's two types of causes for something we learn from Vedanta Sutra. There's the Upadan Karan and the Nimitta Karan, or the essential cause and the immediate cause. When we think about making a clay pot, two things are required for that clay pot to be made. One is a ball of clay. Another is an expert pot maker. Of these two, which is more important? Which is more essential? The expert pot maker. What would you say? That's very good. He may have 20 different degrees from 5 different universities. But what good is his expertise if he has no clay? So in a similar way, our acharyas have explained that sadhu sangha is very, very important. But sadhu sangha means two things. It means sadhu sangha and it means Krishna katha. And if we have sadhu but we don't have any Krishna katha, we're just going to the sadhu and talking to him about some mundane thing. Then what is the benefit in that? On the other hand, we may not have the sadhu with us, but we may have some Krishna katha that we've heard before and that we can read. And still some benefit is there. Just in the same way that the clay is more important than the clay of the pot maker, because if we have a ball of clay, even if we're not expert, we can just make a big ball and we can stick our fist in it. And that makes a pot. So that's our clumsy attempt at Hari Katha, something like that. But still, some benefit is there because that ingredient is there. So that thing is very, very important. So the devotees may be there Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, we may have association with devotees, but we still may not get bhakti, because we have to know how to exchange with those devotees. Sometimes devotees, they think that sadhu sangha is something like a magic carpet ride, like out of the tales of the seven, what is it, the book? Tales of the Arabian Nights. Remember the flying carpets are there. So what sadhu are you associated with? Oh, he's not a good sadhu. I have a very good sadhu over here. He's very old and he's Indian and he knows so many verses and he's like this and this. That's a very good sadhu. That's nice, but they're thinking that sadhu is like a magic carpet ride. I don't have to do anything. I just sit down, get my picture taken with Gurudev, and then the carpet starts flying by itself. Very good. And I just get some kind of magical energy coming from his body onto me. That's not sadhu sangha. Mm-hmm. We may even be doing dusanga. We may be sitting next to the sadhu, but we may be doing dusanga. We may be doing asatsanga or bad association. Because Thakur Bhaktivinoda describes that sangha, as we were speaking yesterday, sangha takes place in the mind, in the heart. Just for example, the Muni who was in the Jamuna for so many years, Sobari Muni. Sobari Muni, he decided, this is not good, it's all dusanga all over, there's no good association anywhere, so I'm just going to go do my bhajan by myself in the bottom of the Jamuna. But he was still doing dusanga. Even though he was there by himself, there were a few fish there, but it wasn't the fault of the fish. The dusanga for him was his mind. So we may go somewhere, we may lock ourselves in a room in the Himalayas. Sometimes yogis, they go to caves in the Himalayas and they take a huge boulder as big as they can and they push it in front of the doorway and they block up the doorway with that big boulder. And they sit inside and they fast and do their bhajan. And finally they become so weak they can't move the boulder out and they die in that cave. And the idea is that I'm going to force myself to control my mind. I'm going to force myself to become absorbed in my bhajan. And they think, I'm going to be here all alone by myself. It won't be any problem. But there's someone else there with you. And that's our mind. So even if we try to cut off all kinds of association, it still won't help. We need to have positive association, but we don't know how that works. So Rupa Goswami, he's given us this verse to describe how it is that we should associate with devotees. And he sings about this in his song, O Hey Vaishnava Thakur. Chaya satsangi deho amare. My dear Vaishnava Thakur, please give me the six kinds of sadhu sangha. Please give me that thing. This is what I want from you. This is how I'm approaching the sadhu. I would like to get something from you. But what kind of thing do I want? Deha prema dana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sings.
Prema dana vina vyata varidra jivana dasakori vijanore deha prema
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati once gave one lecture on this verse very nicely. He says, some people say that Narayan is Daridra, and he's a poor man. He says, but this is bogus. Narayan's not poor. The only thing that's poor is Daridra Jivan. My life is poor because I don't have Krishna praying. So he's praying Chaitanya to Krishna, Prema Dana Vina Vyarta, Daridra Jivan, Dasa Kori. You please make me into your servant, and Vaitan Mori, the only salary that I request from you is Deha Prema Dana. That you please give me this Krishna Prema. This is a real artha. This is Panchama Purushartha. This is a real goal. Artha means something that we want. Just like anartha means something that we really don't want. We may think that we want it, but it's something that's actually in the way of our artha. The real goal. And the real goal is Panchama Purushartha, Krishna Prema. So that Krishna prema is given by the sadhu. And therefore Thakur Bhaktivinoda in Ohi Vaishnava Thakur, he's saying the same, Chaya Satsanga Deho Yanmai. That, O Vaishnava Thakur, you please give me these six kinds of sadhu, sangha. And there's a nice song that Thakur Bhaktivinoda has sung about this, which we can sing. Krishna Kun put it on the board. Please keep an eye on the song. So go on so you can flip the page. This is a song from Saranagati, and this song he's written about this fourth verse of Upadeshamrita.
Pratigrahamito Guttakata Bhakshana Bhojana Dana Harihe Dana Pratigrahamito Guttakata Bhakshana Bhojana Dana Sangera Lakshana Echai Hoya Ihate Bhakti Sangera Lakshana
He says, my dear Lord Hari, Dana Pratigraha, offering and receiving gifts, Nito giving and receiving prasad, revealing one's thoughts, Nito Gupta Kata, Bhakshana Bhojana Dana. Sangira Lakshana Echai Ho Ihati Bhaktira Prana. These are the six characteristics of loving association. Sangira Lakshana Echai Ho, these six things. And Ihati Bhaktira Prana. These are the prana of bhakti. They're very, very important. We say over and over again, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, Lava Matu Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Hoy, that all the Shastris describe that just a moment's association with a sadhu can give us everything. What is our idea of sadhu sangha? We just want to have our picture taken next to the sadhu. We want to have some program. We want to tell people stories. I remember when I met Gurudev, and he told me this, and then he patted me on the head, and then he took me in the car, and then I went with him here, and he told me this, and he said this to me, and I was there, and me, and I, and I, and me. And we're understanding the sadhu, we can't be blamed, through our material senses. We're trying to perceive things with panchagyanendriya. But what can you perceive with panchagyanendriya? You're all students of the Gita. What do you perceive with panchagyanendriya? Pancha tanmatra. All you can perceive is matter. That's all that's possible. Atashri Krishna namadi nabhavidgrayanendriya. Padma Purana says that these things, Sri Krishna Nama Adi. And Prabhupada, in his translation, he says, Adi means beginning with. So the holy name beginning, and means Krishna's name, form, associates, his pastimes, his abode. All of these things, Nabhavit Grahindriyai, they can't be perceived by our senses. So it's somewhat beneficial to certainly to say something about a sadhu, and it's also nice for us to hear someone's understanding of it. But there may well be, and in fact there will be, some subtle contamination unless the speaker is completely pure. He won't really understand the sadhu properly. Just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he tells a story. He says once there was a veterinarian who was a very expert treating animals. Veterinarian means someone who gives medicine to animals, the animal doctor. And he had one student, one disciple. And one day some farmer came running to his ashram and said, Maharaj, you have to come quickly, please. My horse, he has a huge swelling on his neck and he can't breathe properly, and maybe the horse is going to die any moment. So this animal doctor rushed to the place and he saw this horse had a swelling big giant swelling on its neck. So that animal doctor, he told his assistant, give me my bag, and then he opened the horse's mouth and looked inside, and then he tapped on that swelling, he listened to it, he thought for a moment. He told his assistant, give me a hammer. So the assistant said yes and gave him a hammer. And then that doctor, he put his hand in a certain place in the neck and moved it and took the hammer and very sharply, and he hit the horse in the neck, and immediately the swelling went down. And the student was watching that. So shortly after, he left his guru's ashram and he started doing practice himself. But then his teacher started getting so many complaints. What kind of badmash shishya you have? And a rascal nonsense student. He killed my cow. He killed my dog. He killed my horse. And he was going around killing all sorts of animals. And he was taking a hammer, each animal he would see, and he would go and strike it in the neck 4 or 5 times. The animal had a cut foot. The animal had some stomach problem. He would go and strike it in the neck with a hammer. And finally, that doctor caught up with the student and said, hey, what are you doing? He said, I learned from you. I'm just following what you did. He said, hey, Baba, you're an idiot. That horse, he swallowed a watermelon. That was a special circumstance. So we have to know how to associate with sadhu. If we just associate with sadhu with our dull material senses, then we're going to make some mistake. We'll see some external thing that sadhu does, the way he dresses, or the way he moves his hands, or maybe even some instruction that he gives. Here in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada once gave sannyas to 2 different devotees. And then he called the first one into his room. And Srila Prabhupada told him, he said that sannyas means that you should not stay in any fixed place. So I want you to always travel and preach. Now go outside the room and call in the other sannyasi. So he went outside and told the other sannyasi, Prabhupada wants to see you. The other sannyasi came in the room. And Srila Prabhupada told him, so I've just given you sannyas, so it'll be very good for you to stay in one place. Therefore I want you to stay here in Vrindavan and do your bhajan service. So someone's a lexical, graphical follower, someone's doing anukora, they're doing imitation, they may favor one or the other instruction from Srila Prabhupada according to their particular mentality. So we can't really understand sadhu through that way. We need to associate, we need to learn how to associate with sadhu in the proper way. But our problem is that we just want to get our picture taken with the sadhu. We just want to get initiation from the sadhu. Because I'm very tired of being called Bhaktin Janet. Bhaktin Janet. Bhakta Marich. And nobody gives me any respect. Everybody gives respect to the initiated devotees. And people give more respect to the second initiated devotees. So let me get that thing. Then I'll be very sophisticated and everybody will give me some respect. But guru is not just konfunka guru. Am I saying it right? You know konfunka? Nariya, they say. It means to someone who spits in your ear. Guru doesn't just come and spit in your ear, but guru is giving mantra in our ear. Guru is giving us our life. But our problem is we've not learned how to associate with guru. And these 6 types of exchanges, we've only been doing them with materialistic persons. And therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings.
Arihe tattva nabhujiye jnani va ajnane asate savakori. Arihe tattva nabhujiye jnani va ajnane asate savakori. Bhakti harinu, samsari hoinu, sudure rohile hori. Bhakti harinu,
samsari hoinu, sudure rohile hori. He says that tatva na bujiye. My problem is, I'm not understanding tattva. Because I've been doing these things, gyani va agyani. I don't know what's right and what's wrong, because I've been doing these six exchanges with non-devotees. We should be very, very careful. He says, knowingly or unknowingly, I've lost all my devotional inclination. Bhakti harinu. And sangsari hoinu. I've become a materialist. Therefore, O Lord, you still remain so far away. So, these six principles, we need to learn how to apply these things to sadhu. We need to understand what it means to do sadhu sangha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes on.
Hari he Krishna bhakta jane sangakle. Hari he Krishna bhakta jane sangalakshane adara kori bojane. Bhakti Mahadevi Amara Vidoya Sane Bosi Vechave.
Bhakti Mahadevi Amara Vidoya Sane Bosi
Vechave.
He says that the day, when that day comes, when I begin to relish these kinds of association with devotees of Krishna, on that day, Bhakti Mahadevi, Amar Hodoye, at that time, she'll take her seat, Asane Bosibi Tabi, and she'll sit down upon the throne of my heart. And then Krishna, who's famous as a great thief, he'll want to come and steal your heart. But our Guru Maharaj used to say that Krishna doesn't want to steal your heart. Your heart smells very, very bad. Who is there who would want to go and steal the contents of a toilet? Our heart smells something like that. Why does Krishna want that thing? But if we do these six kinds of exchanges properly with the devotees, then Bhakti Devi will come and sit down in our heart, and our heart will smell very, very sweet. And then Krishna will want to come and steal our heart.
Hari he yosit sangi jana Krishna bhakta ara junu sangha pari hari. Yosit sangi jana Krishna bhakta ara junu sangha pari hari. Tava bhakta jana sangha anukshana kabiva hoi vihari. Tava bhakta jana sangha
anukshana kabiva hoi vihari. Hari hai. Yosit sanghi jana Krishna bhakta ara dunhu sangha parihari. When will that day come when I give up the company of those asat sangi, those persons who are Krishna abhakta, who are averse to devotion of Krishna and who are addicted to the company of materialistic women or materialistic men, and who are averse to you, Krishna abhakta? When will that day come when I cultivate constant association of your devotees? This is the prayer of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. So we won't have a 5-minute break today because we're going to stop at a quarter after. Prasadam's not here today, right?
It's here.